condition of having Murray Yaakov and Yisrael Pinchas is a condition of standing on the Shein of us Yeshua followed. Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone had a meaningful Shavuos. It's good to see you all. Okay, so we still have Shir for Hilchos Nida today and tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and then next week we start the Hilchos Aveil Shir, Bez Hashem. So let's Dam Chimud. Let's do a little Dam Chimud today. What pack is that, Ezra?
Mm-hmm. 36. 36. A and the second is 36A.
Okay. So if you look on 36A, we have the Gemara in Nida and San Chavav and Aleph. Amar Rava Tavua Linosei. Finispaisa Tzricha Sheteshev Shiva Nikim. So we have a halacha that if a man proposes to a woman and he says, he asks to marry her. So that is going to cause the person to be very excited, and the excitement could cause neither. Now, Bizman Hazeh, the question is, Bizman Chazal, women used to go to the mikveh all the time, even when they were single, because mikveh wasn't only a din in marriage. Mikveh was a din in Tumah Vatara, that anyone who is a nida, even a child, she's a nida, she needs to go to the mikveh, or she wants to touch something, or the chair that she sat, it was very relevant for things that had nothing to do with marriage. What's going on here? Ezra?
What's
that? 75% off. Okay. You hear me, Erosai? Okay. But today, a woman before marriage is usually, she's a nida. So when a man proposes to his wife, today we call that getting engaged. He gets engaged and he asks her to marry him. So it's not relevant because she's a nida anyway. So he's going to become a nida now. It doesn't make much of a difference because you're a nida anyway. In a situation where she wouldn't have been a nida, and then that would be relevant, that the mere fact that the that she's asked to get married creates an excitement, and that could cause damnida. Let me show you something for a second in the Shulchan Aruch, and see if we find it. There you go, it's getting there. In the Pesachei Tshuva, take a look on page 18 in the packet. Page 18. Take a look on page 18. In Pesachei Tshuva, I didn't bracket this. So it's in the Pesachei Tshuva on Sifkot and Beis. Ben Gedol Ben Ketana. Ayin B'Tshuva's Giver Shol. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Giver Shol, Simen Samchei, the Af Im Hizkena, Musulek Es Domim, Tzrich Leishiv Shiva Nekim. In other words, what if a woman already reached menopause, she doesn't get her period anymore, And she was an observant, like some people who weren't observant, so they reach menopause, they're still in Ida, because they never went to the mikveh. So now they're going to remarry, and now they want to keep Taras HaMishpacha, so she's going to still have to go to the mikveh, because she was in Ida from her, you know, from before. But say a person did keep Taras HaMishpacha. The person who did keep Taras HaMishpacha when they were married first, so she reached menopause, and she otherwise she's tahora because she. She kept Taras HaMishpacha. She kept Taras HaMishpacha. So, but the fact that now she is being asked to be married by somebody, that will cause nidus. So, in other words, so basically what's relevant is if a woman, say she's 80 years old, this happens, she remarries at age 80 or even much younger when she's already in menopause, she has to go to the mikveh before the wedding. In other words, because of dam chimut. So we don't just say that that she would that she's tahor from before, because now she gets a new nidus of dam chidus. So that's what the Tshuvas Kevel Shaul says. Af im hi zikeinu umusuleches domim tzvicha leishev shiva nekiyim. So that's the and in the Shulchan Aruch, take a look in the Shulchan Aruch Chuf Tzadi Beis, he said tavu l'noshev v'nispaiso tzvicha leishev shiva nekiyim Ben Gedola Ben Gitana. Whether she's a Gedola or a Gitana. I feel Batka Asma Bishas to be a Matzah Tahora. In other words, even if at the time she was asked, in other words, when she's become a Nida, when, you know, the moment that she's being asked to get married, that's like going to cause a very emotional stir in her. And that could cause. That excitement could cause nida. So she has to have shiva nekiyim. She has to have shiva nekiyim. So ben gadol ben tana, you know, no matter how old she is. And then that's what the Peshchei Tshuva approach them to give a shawl, even if she's a Kena. So any woman that underwent this idea that she was a Tavua Linose requires...
Rebbe.
And this means of what?
Rebbe, in Sivkot and Gimel, in the Pesachei Tshuva, can Rebbe just tell us what it says? Because it mentions Tamar and Rus.
Yeah. Ayin Taz, Mashkoz, and the Abitom of Rus, Loya Chashash, Kevin Shemiyad. This says Taisu, Hayu B'mita. Was there Dam Besulim with Yehuda and Tamar, Boaz and Rus, or not? He says over here, he's quotes a Taz. Let's look in the Taz. Sifkat Nalef in the Taz. Ah. Yeah. So the question of Tamar and Rus, Atayshim Pesach Nam Shnosay Naim Udvarash Amr Lihuda Torani Minida Rusha Nichtasol Mitosa Shal Boaz Ashokasha Tavla. In other words, it seems there that they were both were asked to get married, but where was the, and it seems that it happened right away. And where were, but didn't they have to wait another Zaynikim? So the simple pshat that Tas says is because that gzera of Dam Chimur is a din derabanan, so that wasn't nigzer in that time. So if either of them, Yehuda said to Tamar or Boaz to Rus that we should get married, then so she wouldn't necessarily have to have another 7 days at this point, because that gezerah didn't come about yet. Okay, so that is this halacha of Dam Chimut. And it's interesting that the Gemara in Yevamos take a look on Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis. On page 2 in the packet. He says, "Rav ki ikla." The first word is ikla. Ki ligla shor machriz va'omer man havi on the yoma. So, it's a very peculiar type of thing that people would get. I mean, again, I guess the notion of marriage then wasn't the same notion of marriage today. So people would be in, say, another. So you can't understand it, you know, based on the concept of marriages today, but people would go away, and this is, you know, when people would have more than one wife. So he would be away for a certain time in a different location, and he would get married to another woman during the time that he was there in this new location. Obviously, today we would never do such a thing. Today, I mean, we don't have more than one wife, and so he would say, like, they would make an announcement, "Man hava yoma," right? So says the Rashi, "Mi chafetza linosei liyomim she'esakev kan." Who wants to? I'm going to be here on a business trip for 2 weeks. Who wants to be married to me for these 2 weeks? So it's a very, you know, again, it's not something that, you know, but the question the Gemara asks is, what is it going to help? That you're asking her to get married now for 2 weeks, but as soon as he asks her to get married, she has to have Zayin Nakiyim now. So, like, You know, so what does it pay? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Rav Nachman would say the same thing. Man have the yomer. Shani Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, that so what would be, you know, the toelis if they would anyway have to Ramarava Ramamandhavashani Rabbanat Bakishmayu. So first the Gemara says, "Kulei Alma Mishmayu V'Korim Levito Shmo V'Miyovu B'No V'Mokem Acher Yishma Shehibas Oviv." In other words, we're afraid that you're going to have you have two wives, so you can have a boy with this wife, another boy with this wife. They'll come to marry each other. You know, so how can you do such a thing? You know. He says, "Lo yisa adam isha b'mdina zug, yelech v'yisa isha b'darah b'ino acheres." That you shouldn't marry one woman in one medina and another, because the children might end up marrying each other and their brother and sister from the same father. So the verse says, no, Rabbanan is different because everyone, they're famous. So if they have a child here, everyone's going to know this is the rabbi's child and this is the other rabbi's child. But the Gemara says, but what does it accomplish? No, it means that they, before they would come, they would send a shliach a week before for them, and then she would already have the week of Zayin Nikim from before. Well, the other idea is that they would just get married, but they wouldn't have relations. That's the other thing. They would just say Yichud Ba'al Mahud Miyachadimu. And it was like, and that would take care of the Yetzer Hara, that they had Pas Pasilo, that if they wanted to be with this, okay, but whatever the case may be, but it's not something so relevant, Bezman Hazeh. So, now the question is, what do you need when you have Dam Chima? Do you need a regular, you know, 5 and 7? Do you need, you know, what's the Gedarim for regular need? Do we need 5 and 7? What do you need over here? So there is a discussion here in the Ravid and in the Rashba. So let's take a look on page 3 in the Rashba. Tavua linosei. Page 3. We're afraid that, what are we afraid of? That the second she is proposed to and she answers, she says yes, there's going to be a tremendous emotional feeling, and at that moment, she's gonna get. She's gonna have Damni to come out of her. At that moment, Perish Shema Chandu Machmas Chamuda Rasa Vafilo Higisha Lord Alfil Batka Matzah Tahora Shin Shemers Adam Tipa Kachardu Venevda. Even if she'll do a bedika right afterwards, it's not gonna help. Because we're afraid that moment there was a tipus dam that came out that second, and those days, you know, they didn't have undergarments, so it fell to the ground. It could have gotten lost. So then he writes, "Mistabra the Einat Sricha Hefsek Tara V'lo B'dika Klal B'mei Sfira V'lo B'tchilasa V'lo B'sofa." So he says it's Mistabra. You don't even need a Hefsek Tara, and you don't even need B'dikas. Not at the beginning, not at the end. And a Kol Shim Tina Shiva Nekiim Acher Tvila Harezu Tuvelas Utahora. Shrezulo Raisa Klal, Vidailakla Imatahoshi Shemarasa Pasaka Damiyad. In other words, the biggest chashash is that maybe we're not expecting any big flow. A tipa's down. So if she has 7 Shiva Nikiyim, 7 days, Shiva Yamim, she can go to the mikvah. Because enough to be choshesh that she saw a little bit of dam, and then the dam stopped right away. So So the Rashba says he doesn't even need a hefsek. The hefsek is you get a real period, and then you have to make sure that the blood stopped. But here, most were choshish that was a tipas dam. So the justice is a tipas dam. So. So, and that's it. After the tipa's dam, she's finished. So therefore, so that's what the Rashba says, that even if she doesn't find, first of all, even if she doesn't find dam right away, we assume there was a tipa's dam, that it just got lost.
What about nowadays that they wear undergarments?
Oh, okay. So one second. Yeah. Right. So the question is, Rizmana said that they wear undergarments, so when have we seen the tipas dam? So Lamaisa, the Rashba saying we didn't find any dam, so at most it was a tipas dam. So all she needs to do is, so I guess she counts 7 days after that day, because she needs Zayin Nikiyim, right? So the day she was asked to get married, say on Monday, so now she's a Nida. And we assume that right away it stopped. And then, starting Tuesday, is day one of the Zayin Nikiyim. And you don't need all the other chumras that we have. But the Raiva disagrees. He says you don't need to have sektara because at most it was just a tibas dam that, but perhaps you need some bidikas. So let's see the Ravid. Ishi shetaveli nosav in his paisa afal pi shabatka atzma achar kach matza tohar tzvicha sheteshev shivin akim acha yom etviyat tzvicha bedicha toch shivin utvila below shmini kishar nidos, etc. So he says, so she has to do one bedika. Tzrichet bedika toch shiva. He says, "Rotzasi b'tzad hakal." This is on page 5. "Rotzasi b'tzad hakal v'inyan achi yosim shariyus." The shariyus tzricha hafsek tara. Of course, miyom shabbat kol paska b'ot tzricha shiva nikim. V'tviya zu b'tzad afal pishol hifrisha b'tara. Think it's a fair shiva chutz miyom tviya. In other words, yom tviya doesn't count. That day she might have become, and then she doesn't need a hafsek, and then she has the zayin nikim. And the Gemara says that since it says in the Gemara, even for a regular Nida, there's the opinion that you don't only need Sofon, Afopi, Rainbow, Chilason. You also have Sof Shiva, Atsuchu Bedika, Padla, Ella, Hefsek Tara, Kasha, Menirali, Devade, Kane, who the Tvias Nasun will be in Hefsek Tara. Either because we don't even know for sure. You see, so that would answer your question, Avram. It was, even though we don't know for sure, so still we're machmir. And dam chimer at most is just a little bit of dam. So it's like we have a built-in hefsek, because we know that... That it's gone by now, because well, Rias versus Merubahi, but a regular period is a lot. So therefore you need a Hefsek Tara. Here you don't need a Hefsek Tara. So that's the the Rashba says you don't need any Hefsek or any Bedikas. And the Ravid says you don't need a Hefsek, but at least the one Bedika you would need. So let's see how that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says on page 19, "V'ainet tzricha hefsek tahara afal pishul obatka biyom atviya hefsek b'tar mona biyom hamachra shiva nekim umi tzricha b'dicha tov shiva." So that's the Ravid. And the Rishach says, "Ha'idna the minig is to do a hefsek." For idna nogu lahafsek v'tara afal l'basul l'botkim kol shiva nekim, and we do bedikas during chen kasov ha'marshal. Mi b'di'evet afil l'botka l'pam achas toch shiva sagi poshuru. So really, b'zman is that we do bedikas during the whole shiva nekim. You know, Ramos says kol yom lechatchila, but if you only did one, that's good enough. I mean, Will once put out, Shechter once quoted this Ravid, you know, discussing the concept of Hefsek Tara. Very interesting idea here. Okay, so that's. Now, there's another relevance for Dam Chimud, and that is in the Rush. So the Rush has an interesting Mekuda. Let's see the Rush. See where the Rush is. You see the Rush, got that?
Page 7,
okay. So the question is like this. when it's tavua linase, so you have this emotional thing. But is that only on the day that of the tviya? What about as you get closer to the wedding? Because we assume that the emotions are even greater. So let's take a look. In the Rosh, on page 7. Amar Rav Tavu, we know Sivin Spash, Svich HaMashi of Shivin Chiyim. Yesh Ben Agdol, Shekosh, Shein, Svich HaLo, Hefstik Tavu, right, so that we saw already. So we said that there's Yesh Ben Agdol, Shekosh, Shein, Svich, Hefstik Tavu, Al-Badiko, Shiv, Svich, Uludaitam, Ani Maskim, Dechashin, B'chol Yom, Shematire. In other words, he's saying that maybe you don't need a hefsek tara, right? We saw that the Rashba says you don't need anything, and the Ravid says you don't need a hefsek tara, but you need bedikas afterwards. But what is the point of those bedikas? He says the point of the bedikas is the closer you get to the chuppah, the more excited she is. So, you see, don't think the Zaynikiyim is a din because she became a need and now the Zaynikiyim. Could be the Zaynikiyim is because each day you're getting closer to the chuppah, there's a new Dam Chimud. So even before there was a concept of Zaynikiyim, they still had to do the Bedikas for 7 days before the wedding, Alts Dam Chimud. Because in the time of Rava, they didn't have the Chumra of Rav Zera. And the kiyum just means you had to do a bedika. And chol yom chashin shema machmas chibud tiras. So he's saying that the idea of doing bedikas before is because the dam chimud continues. So the day that she's asked to get married, she's excited, but then the excitement doesn't go away. Then subsequently, every day as we get closer and closer to the chuppah, there's dam chimud. So let's look in the Shulchan Aruch to see how this is brought down. So let's see, take a look on page 19. Chosiv Beis, Shivas Yom Halal Amonim, also Mishah Shehi, so Mechaz B'dayta, Mechina Atzma L'chupa, Avo Pishalon Itzkat Shadayim. So as she's getting Yesh Lismachol Tvila Somachol Bilos Mitzvah B'chol Mada Efshar. In other words, when a woman gets married, so there are two issues here. One issue is she was a nida till now, a regular nida, so she has to go to mikveh for that. But then she still has the chashash of dam chimud. So say, for example, she went to the mikveh, she might still have to, say 3 days before the wedding, she may still have to do bedikas till the wedding, because maybe there's still a dam chimud there. So he says, Yesh lusmach atvila samach lobilus mitzvah chol ma de'efshar. So we try to make it as tefillah to go to the mikveh so, as easy, as close as... And the Ramah has the famous minhag of the minhag Ashkenaz. The minhag litbo hakala lel revi avu pishlo to boil kodem motzoi Shabbos. To go lel revi, even though they're not going to be together till motzoi Shabbos. In other words, so it should be within 4 days of the wedding. So that's the minhag of Ashkenaz that so the signal like this, that according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Dam Chimud is only when that day that she was asked to get married. And that's it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch has. But according to the Rosh that we just said, Dam Chimud is continuous. So the question is, when does it continue until? So some say the Chavos Das is only till the wedding. Only till the wedding. And some say even up to the Bia. So if they didn't have the Bia, she would still, was she still nervous until the Bia? So that's what the Chavos Das says here on page 25. But the Lechem of Simla, that's where Shlomo Gansvig writes, that it's until the Bilas Mitzvah. So that's what the Five of Chol in the Bar HaShulchan writes, that they should have, she should do Bedikas until the... until they consummate the match. That's a final cone. Here, the final cone. Yeah, revival columns in the 36A supplement. You know, based on this rush. He quotes this like a similar, and it's up to the beer. So if they didn't have, they weren't able to consummate the marriage, then you have to keep doing a bedika a day until. But Rav Aaron Felder in the Shume Aaron on page 22, he says, "Kal kona machasa nachasha nigbar zayin kiim til bashlavonim votasa od bedikas." So he's saying from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe held, even though technically speaking, if you hold like the Rush, then the closer you get to the wedding, you have to continue bedikas either to the wedding or till the, even though you finish the zayin kiim, because the zayin kiim, that's for the fact that she was a neither before, but now there's a new chashash of Dam Chimut. And so he says that that he doesn't think it's a good idea to continue with the Bedikas because maybe she'll rupture the Besulim with the doing so many Bedikas, and then the Dam will come out and there'll be a whole mess. So many people are not, the minhag became to, at least for Ashkenazim, to try to go to the mikveh within 4 days of the chuppah. Minhag Ashkenaz. And in terms of bedikas, so technically speaking, there should be bedikas until the nisuin of the bia, but Rabbi Felder calls for Moshe that he was afraid. And it could be that part of the kula is like what Ram Levitt said, that we have underwear today. So the likelihood that there could be the ikar for the Bedikas Dam Besulim was because they didn't have underwear, so it fell to the ground. Today we have underwear, so we'll catch it if there was any dam. So Rav Moshe was concerned that it'll break the Besulim with the Bedikas. Okay, and then, there's a whole discussion if a wedding was cancelled. So there are two ways you can have a wedding cancelled. One is that they're deciding whether they should get married at all. They have second thoughts. So then if they decide again to get married later, then they have to do another Zayin Nikim because it's a Dudam Chimud. But then you have the other case, which is called the snowstorm case, that the wedding couldn't happen because of a snowstorm. One of my good friends, I'm still close with him, Arayom Azer, he was supposed to get married. His kala was supposed to come in from out of town. And it was a big snowstorm. She couldn't make it in. So obviously they couldn't have the wedding that night. They were lucky that they were able to have the wedding the next night in the same hall that they... Baruch Hashem, we've been married for a long time. I already go to this friend's children's chasanas, so they've been married that long. But I remember exactly who took me and the whole story. So there you don't need damchim. There's no damchim because they were never considering to break up. It was just that the snowstorm. If they were considering to break up, and then somebody worked it out that they're going to get married, then you can need another dam chimud. But it's happened more than once that I've had this situation of a snowstorm that had to make a wedding not able to happen, and then it happened. In this case, it happened, the night later. In other cases, maybe a little bit longer. But those cases, the poskim say you wouldn't need to have another 7 days of Dam Chimud, because it's not like he's asking her to marry. He asked her to marry. She said yes. Okay, they couldn't have the wedding that day because of the snow. But a situation where she says they have the wedding and then it's off. Then the wedding is off for whatever reason that they were considering not to get married. And then somebody was able to put it back together. So then that the postman would say that you would need perhaps another... another Dam Chimud, and go to mikvah again, etc. And and Zayin Kiyim, to have Zayin Kiyim with a mikvah and a thing like that. Okay. So that's another relevance for the concept of Dam Chimud. Okay, Rabbosai. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will be the last year. Certain things we didn't do yet in the Zara Vatala, Maka, different things that, odds and ends of sorts. And then Ben, you'll find out when the fellows who you think will be ready for Bechina. And then we'll start the other series of Hilchas Avelos. Shiram on Monday at 10 o'clock, and see I want everyone to have time to chazer properly. I mean, not to spread it out forever, but to have the time for chazah properly. And we'll talk. Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'm Ben Katz and Natan Bauer and Josh Blau and Max Kirschblum and MZ Winter and Zach Berger and Avram Levitt and Matt Kirschblum and Ezra Hagler, Josh Blau. We got everybody? Yeah. Okay. Okay, everyone have a good day. I'm also starting a new series today on Inyane Corporations Bahalacha, starting in 4 minutes or so. It's the packet from Shavuos night, which if you weren't there, so it wasn't recorded on Shavuos. And then, but I'll say it slower than I did it that night, because that night I had to really do the 45-page packet in an hour, so I gave the highlights. And we're going to have more than one packet on this. And then when we finish this series, we'll go back to cover the Onik Shabbos as a show. Okay, good to see you all. And okay, we'll be in touch.